Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Joel chapter 2, we were talking about things that indicate that we are living in the last time. Call someone to listen with you today.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
The book of 1 John chapter 2, 18 says this, "Little children, it is the last time, and ye have heard that Antichrist shall come. And even now, there are many antichrists whereby we know that it is the last time." On the one hand, you have abortion. You have the hatred of Christianity, persecution by government, that tries to force us to abandon biblical principle and doctrine, the preaching of His word. And that shows us there are many antichrists in the world. And because Jesus Christ is holy, harmless, who is also someone that is separate from sin, we have churches today that have gone so worldly, they don't realize that the way they are rocking, the way they are dressing, the way they are so sensual is actually anti-Christ. Now, not the Antichrist, the beast of Revelation, but rather the Antichrist here, 1 John, that goes against the holy Jesus of the Bible, that loves the world and the things that are in the world. And so, they are probably right there at the top of trying to force the abandonment of biblical holiness and doctrine. We've had in our day a movement called Black Lives Matter. And I agree, they matter. But I hate to say Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, all these other lives matter. I say all souls matter because they're either going to heaven or to hell. And as a Christian, I need to look at it as that way. All souls matter because they're either going to heaven or going to hell. And I need to love them regardless of the color of the outward appearance. I need to love them enough to give them the gospel that they might be saved from sin and its power as well as its penalty. My friend, we see things going on in this country today that are not good. Our media goes wild over anything that is conservative or morally right. And they call us bigots and everything else. You know, I think of that young fellow that murdered those people in the church in South Carolina, who also burns American flag. I think his name was Dylan Roof. And people who burn the American flag or want to do away with it, you better see that Dylan Roof did the same thing. So that's the guy. That guy is your crony. Therefore, you're on the same level. He said, "I'm not on the level of him. I'm black, or I love black people. I'm not prejudiced at all." Well, he burns American flag, and you want to do away with the flag. You won't salute the flag. You won't stand up for the flag. You're in the same boat. By the way, I'm certainly not pushing women pastors. Rather, it is using the true sense of the purpose of to pour out His Spirit on all flesh. That is, that souls might be saved. Now, hear me out before you get angry with me, but I'm going to share with you some scriptures concerning women preaching when men are present. Now again, don't get upset. This is the word of God. Let your women keep silence in the churches. This is 1 Corinthians 14, 34 and 35. Let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, and as also saith the law. Now this is talking about preaching parts of the service, preaching and teaching. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. Now again, don't argue with me. That's God's word. Argue with God. In 1 Timothy 2:12, it expands, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. Again, he says, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers. Look, I've gone through false accusations of myself, my family, and everything else. That's never fun. But you know what I have found when people are accusing falsely and they're attacking? Is that if I just get more into the Word of God, there's a peace. It may not change the attacks, but it adds a greater peace to my heart. But behaviors becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, to be chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Now, if you're an older lady, don't complain about younger ladies if you're not doing the ministry that is called here. And if your life is not holy in how you dress, how you talk, and how you present yourself. Now, I don't want listeners to be upset with me and everything else, but I'm not going to apologize for preaching the word. But I would just say, check out the context in those passages I just read to you in Titus 2, 1 Corinthians 14, and 1 Timothy 2. Check it out. Let God be true and every man a liar. I'm just saying I agree with God. But it's the truth whether I agree with him or not. He's always true. He's saying there's a place for women. They preach and teach other women and children. We have in our church what we call Ladies Christian Fellowship. It is a biblical ministry because the older ladies in Titus are told to teach the younger ladies or to teach the children. And you know, of the local church, we see the Bible talking about a ladies' Bible study more than we say talking about children's churches and teen ministries. And I have both of those in our church. But the Bible actually says more about that ladies' Bible study than it would those ministries. Now, the Bible's for the entire church. I have a problem today with these that talk about, what are you doing for millennials? Well, when I look back at the age of millennials, they're supposed to be anywhere from about 18, 19, 20, up to about 35 to 40. As long as I've lived, there's always been people in that age. And I think as long as this world continues, there will always be people that will be in that age range. So what you do for those people is the same thing that you do for all age groups, for all generations. You preach and teach the word. You see, we're not in the entertainment business. We're in the word of God business. We're in the king's business. And so we do his work. And so you help fulfill this prophecy of God. When servants, men, the handmaids, the ladies, he pours out his spirit, and you become the witness, and you live in an obedient life unto the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, my friend, notice that what I just read in Titus is associated with holiness. Titus chapter 2. And by the way, the theme, if you look at the, read all of the book of Titus, and we're doing this on Wednesday night, but if I had a theme for the book of Titus, it'd be right there in Titus chapter 2. And it's for men, women, children, and whatever else. That is behavior as becometh holiness. And that's what it should be. Holiness. And I cannot be holy without commitment, separation from sin, separated unto God, and stand in the Word of God. I can't be holy without those things. Now, I need to be holy that I might be a fit vessel for the Holy Spirit to give His gospel to others through my tongue, through my mouth. So when we reread our text, and it shall come to pass afterward that I pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my Spirit. Why? So souls can be saved, so people can come to Jesus Christ, so your grandchildren and children don't have to go to hell. Now, Jesus Christ made this all possible when He paid for all sin for all time on the cross. 1 John 2:2 says that He is the propitiation, that means the entire payment, for my sin, but not for my sins only, but for the sins of the whole world, the Bible says there in 1 John 2:2. My friend, Jesus did not make a down payment and then left it to me to pay all the installments on the rest. No way. Jesus paid it all. To whom then is He likened? Who is His equal? We lift up our eyes on high, and behold, God created all things, the stars that bring out their numberless hosts. He calls them all by names. He is strong in power. And not one of His promises fail. He is the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator, the Sovereign of all the universe. And He does not faint, neither does He get weary. And all the greatest efforts of man in his combined knowledge cannot discover the depths of the richness of the knowledge and wisdom of God. You say, why are you saying all of that? I'm saying that God has taken you, if you're saved, to be a vessel that carries the gospel to a lost and dying world.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm.